This is a classic case of the devil's in the details. Let's take ignition interlock devices. There's a proposal to install them at the impound lot after a drunk driver's been arrested. But the installers say that isn't technically feasible, and lawyers question whether it's even legal prior to a conviction. Or the plan to issue three-time drunk drivers a special scarlet letter driver's license and ban them from purchasing alcohol for a decade. Bruce Beckett of the Washington Restaurant Association told a panel of lawmakers that's asking a lot of his industry.
The only way that we see that the servers or the bartenders or whoever can comply with this is to check each and every ID for each and every patron. I just want to make clear that that's a very monumental change.
After several hours of testimony, House Public Safety Chairman Roger Goodman acknowledged, quote, "We got a few of the details wrong." Still, he says there's a commitment to enacting the governor's so-called no free passes DUI legislation. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.